Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, so EB alerted us about Terry McLaurin's Instagram post within the last hour, and we're trying to figure out what he means by it. I looked at the G Herbo song, and I looked at the lyrics.
G Herbo,
never heard of him.
Nope.
I don't think you can interpret the other lyrics because he didn't cite those lyrics.
He didn't. The song's called "Went Legit," and there were some interesting lyrics though, which, you know, maybe I'm reaching, but he said something like, "Every day." Hold on, let me get the exact
lyric. First of all, let me quote what he typed. Okay. So on his Instagram, he, I guess, quoted the lyric, "I wake up and go get that cake. I ain't the type to relax." Apparently, that's a line from this song, G Herbo, whoever that dude is. To me, I'm just giving my interpretation now, just pausing and taking a deep breath. I think he's just kind of flexing that he's up at 5 a.m. working out, you know, even though he's got this contract dispute or whatever. Hey, I'm up. I'm getting that grind on. That's my interpretation from afar.
That makes sense.
Just a very simple, hey, I'm up and I'm getting it in.
Right.
Because, you know, I know that's how I get paid. I got to get out and I got to get my work in.
Well, early in the song, he says, "Every day, some new S, beefing with my B right now."
Okay. Maybe it's maybe
is the B
on
the team? He's beefing with his team and every day there's new S.
Well, maybe.
That's earlier in the song.
But why wouldn't he write that lyric?
I don't know.
I can't interpret the lyrics he didn't quote. All right, let's go to Joshua in Woodbridge. If you want to interpret for us, what is Terry insinuating, if anything? Joshua, what's up, man? You're on with the Junkies. Open line Thursday, your chance to steer the show. 800-636-1067. Hey, buddy.
Hey, yeah, good morning, you guys. I'm on my daily commute. I work at the Naval Observatory, kind of a unique place, but I love listening to you guys. But,
thanks, man.
Yeah, so my take, I feel like you could look on the side of optimism for something like this, because I feel like if Terry doesn't quote a lot of songs or he doesn't post like this a lot, it's like these guys have deeper meanings on these posts. They know what they're doing. You know what I mean? They got something on their mind that, you know, if it's not a regular thing for them to do, I feel like, you know, they're doing it for a reason, you know, kind of like what TJ Watt was doing.
I agree. There's some reason why he's doing it. No doubt.
Exactly. Absolutely. Yeah.
There's some reason. I don't know. I feel like he's just kind of showing off. Hey, I'm still working out. You know, even though
why
I'm not
just post a picture of yourself working out?
Just post a lyric. I mean, I don't know. Everybody's got different ways of doing stuff.
Maybe he just is saying, hey, it's going to happen. I'm working out. I'm ready for camp. Whenever I sign the deal, I'll be ready.
Maybe.
It's not like I'm sitting around laying in bed.
I think that's, yeah.
He'll be ready. I mean,
yeah.
He's a hard worker. Everyone knows that.
Here's what I'd say. Commanders fans should have faith. Feel like so far, this regime with Josh Harris as the majority owner or the managing partner and Adam Peters as the GM and Dan Quinn, so far, they've pretty much hit home runs on everything. And yesterday was another example. You can look at our poll. 93% of the people love the jerseys they came out with yesterday mm-hmm. that you're going to see three times. You're going to see it on Christmas Day when they play the Dallas Cowboys.
Mm-hmm.
They seem to hit home runs all along the way. You know, the RFK news, well received. I know that it's still in limbo right now with the legislation.
This would be a massive turnover if they watch this.
But so far, everything that they've been doing, most importantly, winning on the field, but off the field, they've been hitting home runs. So you got to have a little faith that they're going to be able to get this one done.
All right, what about this? Some people are saying, I don't know, but in his bio, there's nothing about the Redskins in the bio. It just
he's done
says,
that bit where he's taking the pictures down.
No, there's pictures of him everywhere, okay. Scoring touchdowns and all that stuff,
all right.
And alluding to the Commanders. But in the bio, it just says Terry McLaurin, athlete. And I don't know what it said 2 months ago.
Right.
Did it say Commanders athlete? Did it say Ohio State? Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
His bio from where?
On his IG.
Oh. I can't get into that.
All right, let's go to Colin in Reston. Colin, what's up?
Hey, what's up?
Yeah, what's up?
What do you got?
So, I'm not going to lie. I think, well, first of all, I don't think we got to worry about the other lyrics. He posted that snippet for a reason. But
and so, what do you think the reason is?
Well, I think the reason is what you guys were kind of saying. He's getting up early, getting out there. But I think it's him saying, like, hey, I'm still working, but without posting pictures, because, like, this is a little bit more nonchalant. I think he wants everyone to know, like, hey,
don't worry, I'm still
working,
doing my
but
thing.
But I want that contract.
Yeah.
Right. But at the same time, like, again, you guys are saying home runs after home runs. I trust that Adam Peters and Dan Quinn understand the severity of this. So, again, I know it's July 10th. I'm not worried still.
Right. Not time to be worried yet. But I think you can, at this point, still anticipate a holdout.
For sure.
Then, you know, I think 3 or 4 days into it, we can rely. After that, then you start to get worried. Then it starts to get serious.
Yeah, I mean, we've
All right, thank you, buddy.
We've seen 1 year of Adam Peters as the GM. They went 12-5. You have to give him credit for that. And we had a lot of debate heading into the season about all their holes, and maybe they did still have a lot of holes, and Jaden Daniels just covered it all up. But you got to have faith in him right now. Now, he's not the guy negotiating the contract. I can't remember where I read the article. Can't remember the name of the guy, but they've got a guy. And maybe they have, you know, I remember before Josh Harris bought the team, Jason, through his friend, knew Josh Harris's reputation as an owner with the 76ers. And I remember him telling some story about an office door. And he was big on some office door that Josh Harris was like, it wasn't approving it or something like that. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, he put it in a cheaper office door.
Yes. It had something to do with an office door,
yeah.
Right? And now this is me reaching. But maybe they have analytics people and they're hard line on, hey, this guy's 29 years old. This is the number and we're not going above it.
I'm sure that's the approach they're taking.
Right now, the lawyer, whoever's negotiating on behalf of the Commanders, is following their data, and they're saying, this is what we're going to give him, and this is the bottom line. And what I think should happen is eventually Adam Peters got to swoop in, or Dan Quinn's got to swoop in and say, okay, I get it. You know, you guys have crunched the numbers, and the average 29-year-old, and blah, 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 blah. Huh. But we got to get this done because it's bigger than that. It's bigger for the community.
All right, so who is this reporting? Well, is this on Bleach? Oh, no, this is James Palmer TV, whoever that is. J.P. Finley retweeted this, I guess, last night. Dan Quinn has remained in contact with Terry McLaurin throughout the offseason, per James Palmer TV. McLaurin does not want to reset the market, but he is looking at the 7 other receivers who are paid $30 million or more. Right? So that's kind of like his threshold.
Yeah.
He's got to start with a 3.
He's looking at those guys and those numbers and the numbers he put up. And he's saying, all right, I deserve to be in that.
Right.
Neighborhood.
And then I'm sure the other part of it is for how many years?
James Palmer, I believe, used to be on NFL Network.
Okay.
And then may have been purged.
Right.
So he's legit.
Yeah. No, I don't doubt it.
Yeah. The Commanders might be like, no, we're going to pay you Mike Evans numbers.
That'd be a problem. That'd be a big problem.
I mean,
that'd be a big problem. Because that's way far away
from
a 3.
17 days. I mean,
No, I give him 17 plus 4.
Isn't someone going to budge in 17 days?
But
deadlines.
Why 17 plus 4?
Because the first couple days, I don't mind missing. No big deal.
All right, so camp opens in 12 days.
Yeah.
So if he's not there.
Yeah. So what's the 17 day then?
I don't know.
What are you talking about, 17 days?
Their first practice is the 27th.
Okay.
Veterans report on July 22nd.
Yeah, yeah, the reporting, but their first practice is the 27th.
Right. So I'd say 17 plus 4. Miss 4 practices.
Right. I'm just going with the 17, but
I'm just saying. If he misses the first practice, I'm not going to panic.
Yeah.
It's not unusual. Right. Now, if he misses 3 or 4, then we start to get into panic mode. This is serious.
Mm-hmm. I honestly think that as long as they sign in before the second preseason game, they're fine.
I agree, but I just have to get nervous and question whether or not I get done. If they sign him a minute before the first game, he'll probably be in tip-top shape and ready to go. Mm-hmm. He's that kind of guy. But
yeah, you just want to get the timing down.
But I get nervous the longer it goes. But you're not nervous now. Not yet.
No.
But I will get nervous once they start having practices and he's missing practices. One or two, okay. But after he starts missing a few, then I say, all right, there's a serious disconnect here.
I got a text from somebody who knows Terry a little bit and says, I saw this too. The only thing I will say is Terry doesn't really talk like this at all. It is kind of weird.
Hmm.
Yeah. But I don't even... When you say talk like this, he's quoting a rap lyric.
I don't know.
But he usually doesn't do that? Is that what you I guess. The guy's saying?
He's quoting a rap lyric in his story, which is fleeting, right? Even if you don't do anything, it goes away in 24 hours. So I don't know what his history is of posting on his story. You could see his history of posts. I can't see his history of posting on his story.
Another listener texts me and says, that's defiant. Don't question whether I'm ready. He's communicating that I'm going to get what I want.
Hmm.
Could be. He's definitely indicating that he's going to be ready.
Yeah.
And, you know, he's always ready. Which, does anybody doubt that?
I just got to think of the next 2 weeks. They're going to, now maybe it lasts another week in the camp. They're going to get something done.
Well, Andrew Brandt.
They're going to meet in the middle.
Who used to work with the Packers, and you know him now from social media and everything. He always says deadlines spur activity or whatever. Deadlines mm-hmm. spur results.
Yeah.
So it's gonna come to probably a deadline of some sort.
Here's another interpretation. Shimmy All Day Sun has tweeted us. He says, Terry posted this knowing the little snippet won't be controversial, but he means he's beefing with his B. But he's too classy to actually post that line. But trust me, the whole song is how he feels. He feels disrespected. He's been through hell with this team.
Mm-hmm. It could be.
I haven't heard the whole song. If the whole song is about being disrespected,
he's rapping a lyric from the song, but he doesn't want to put it that much out there. So he just takes a relatively innocuous lyric. But the greater point is, this is the song I'm listening to.
I've been sold on all. I can't interpret it. When you first sold me on, he's going to sign his contract today.
Well, I'm going to get the cake.
Yeah, kind of made sense.
I'm going to get the cake. I'm going to go get the bag.
I'm going to party.
I'm going to get that cake. The money.
Yeah.
I wake up early and go get that cake. But I think that that's not right.
What if he was just going to get a Carvel cake?
It's not his birthday, is it, today?
I know. No. We got to look at it. He's actually going to get to your place
I think he's born in September, but yeah. I could be wrong.
Maybe he just got married. Maybe it's his wife's birthday.
He got married a long time ago. I mean, 20 weeks ago or something. It's been a while.
Okay. Yeah.
I think he's already had the cake.
If they would,
if he's buying a birthday cake
for
her.
If they franchised him, what would that cost?
I think it'd be about 30. See, the problem with franchising, it just pisses everybody off.
I'm not saying they're growing. I'm just wondering what the numbers.
I know, but I think Joel Corey wrote an article about it. We're going to talk about it in the 7 o'clock hour. I need to go through it first. But just my first blink at when you talk about franchising people, it's just the guys are never happy with that. It's always I know it's not true that they franchise people and then they can come up with a deal. But it often leads to just discontent. Certainly here.
Yeah.
We've played that game before. We've played that dance before.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With All Trails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I don't really want to do that.
So if they franchise...
As of February 2025, at least the article I'm looking at, the franchise tag is actually only like $23 million.
It might be...
No, it's old.
I've heard it's 30.
It's 30.6.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's February and a bunch of guys signed.
No, yeah, it's... I'm reading it here in Corey's article, 30.6.
Right.
But, I mean, Corey just basically points out all the other deals for those top receivers.
Right. Listen... Here's the bottom line.
Do you ever see Terry in any of these restaurants that you go to around Ashburn? You can ask him. Didn't Drap saw him at 7-Eleven, right?
Yeah.
I don't know where he lives. I've only seen him one time in person. That was at a chiropractor.
Uh-huh.
He's the same chiro.
Right. Let's go to...
It's the only time I've ever seen him.
Let's go to George. What was he buying, by the way, Drabby, when you saw him at 7-Eleven? Was he buying like Pop-Tarts or something? Or
Blue Raspberry Slurpee.
Oh, silly.
Loves the Slurpees.
I love Slurpees.
Both times
too.
I've seen him there, he's getting Slurpees.
You've seen him multiple times.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Let's go to George. George, what's up, man? You're on with the Junks.
Yeah, good morning. I was just thinking, and I don't know why enough people aren't saying this,
yeah,
but Terry McLaurin is under contract. So mm-hmm. I understand people want to get the contract done, but I personally don't think he's going to sit out and not make the, I believe it's $22 or $23 million. He's under contract.
I don't believe that, but don't you want him happy and satisfied, fulfilled, and ready to rock?
Guys still do that. Guys will hold out even though if they've got 1 year left.
Yeah, they'll hold out even for a few weeks.
I mean, yeah.
Absolutely. The most important thing for Terry McLaurin signing is really not Terry McLaurin. It's the continuity for Jaden, for the quarterback.
Now, to defend your argument, Jamar Chase, he did the same thing. He didn't sit out. Mm-hmm. And they eventually got the big deal done.
What did he do?
He was due to earn like $14 million.
I understand, but what was his process?
He said he didn't hold out.
He didn't hold out.
So he just signed before. Oh, he played the last year on the thing.
Yeah, I'm not sure when that contract was signed, but he didn't hold out and miss games.
He just expressed unhappiness.
Yeah.
Did he sign it during camp, though?
With Terry McLaurin.
It's possible.
What was that? What did you say?
That's what could happen with Terry McLaurin because he is under contract.
Correct. But it does seem to be unusual. Guys in his situation, guys of his caliber, it's not unusual for those guys to hold out wanting a better deal, not wanting to risk injury or anything.
And the argument, too, is on the other side of it, for players that are underperforming, oftentimes the teams will whack them so they don't have to pay them because they're not guaranteed.
The good news is
a lot of the money's not guaranteed.
100% convinced the team wants him. I'm 100% convinced they want him.
How could you not?
Right.
Yeah.
The question is how long and for how much. That's obviously the issue. But they definitely want him. They definitely know they take a step backward, certainly in the short term, if they don't have him.
By the way, Jamar Chase said that during that whole negotiation thing, it definitely affected the team's play.
So can you remind me when he signed?
He signed in March, I believe.
Yeah. But he was...
So he played the whole season without it.
Yeah. Yes.
And then he signed in March.
And his contract was done at that point.
Yeah. I think he was a free agent.
Wow.
If you want to chime in.
Maybe they signed him before free agency actually started.
Right. Yeah.
If you want to chime in, you can call us at 1-800-636-1067. It is an open line Thursday presented by Window Nation. Searching for new windows and doors? Search windownation.com. Their windows are measured to fit the first time and installed by experts to last. Window Nation for your home because it's where you live. 1-800-636-1067. We're the Junkies. Coming right back.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Oh, my God!
Full scheme.
Struck him out with 102!
Laser beam!
Ohtani, inevitable!
Walk off, baby! This is the best!
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Yeah! Baseball is something else.
Yes!
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.